Welcome to Find Your Balance, a podcast about making smart money moves. From managing credit to spending less, creating savings, increasing your credit score, and more. The starting point for better financial well-being.
Hello and welcome to our first ever podcast episode with US Eagle's new podcast. My name is Diana. We have a very special guest joining us today. Welcome, Mariah Duran.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
So happy to have you, Mariah. Mariah, if you're not already familiar, is an Albuquerque native and a professional skateboarder. She's won several medals at the X Games and was a competitor at the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. Thank you so much for joining us. Mariah has partnered with us to start talking to our New Mexico communities about financial well-being and how being financially well can help you achieve goals, which we know Mariah at this point in her life has achieved many of her own personal goals. So Mariah, I wanted to ask from a financial point of view, what did you need to get started with your career and how did you do that?
For me, starting definitely with a goal, kind of like things that accumulated and opportunities that came to me. Financially, like the first transitioning point for me was when I got invited to X Games and kind of having to, I guess, fundraise to get me there. So that was kind of like a turning point for me to kind of realize how finance comes into, I like to say, like the skate tuition. If you want to be a skateboarder and go to these things, funding is very important. I would fundraise to a few of the X Games. We would raise enough money for me and my family to drive to the location where the X Games was at. Yeah, that kind of just started from there and kind of just held on to the idea of like, okay, so I really want to skateboard for a living and I want to build my career and these opportunities are coming for me. So I have to learn and make adjustments as to how to get me there. And it could look like fundraising. It could look like me having a part-time job just to have stability. Even if I was taking home like a silver medal from X Games, I still kept my part-time job because I felt like it was the safest thing to do because a constant income is always better than like no income, I feel like, in my position. And that kind of allowed me a little sense of security and allowed me to kind of continue to reach goals and be ready for opportunities when they came to me.
How long did you maintain that part-time status? Like, at what point did you finally feel comfortable enough to let go of that?
I got my job, I would say, in sophomore year of high school, maybe towards the end, and kept it all the way. I had to have conversations with myself, like, okay, do I really want to bet all of it? Like, there was opportunities coming to me in 2016, but I just felt like I needed to have security, so I kept my job. And the moment that I felt absolutely, like, ready to, like, put in my 2 weeks was probably in 2018 when I had the opportunity to be endorsed by Adidas and they would have a contract for me.
Sure. That's awesome. New territory. So I'm sure it was.
Yes.
You're unsure, uncertain. It's probably scary, but.
Yes. Normal feelings, I guess.
Sure. So what is something that you know now that you wish you had known, let's say, in 2018?
I would say one thing that I wish I knew then that I know now was probably to be okay with asking questions if I didn't know about something. I guess, like, financially, like, kind of if I had a question about how to get a certain thing, it's okay to find resources to help you get to that faster instead of just trying to, like, figure it out by yourself. There's actually people who could kind of guide you in the right way. And you can take on the world by yourself, but it might take a little longer rather than like getting help and reaching it a lot faster and actually enjoying it a lot sooner. So I would say kind of just being open-minded to ask questions when you kind of feel lost or want to find someone to help you get to your goal.
I think you touched on a really good point, which is the resource factor, mm-hmm. right? And I think we don't necessarily as a society do the best job at educating our younger people about finances and just having kind of that baseline education and comfortability, so to speak, about money. We don't talk about it mm-hmm. enough. And that's a big part of what US Eagle attempt to do is establish themselves as a resource that people can access oftentimes at no cost, just to kind of help with the guidance. So what are some long-term financial goals you have or just goals in general? And how do finances impact those goals or main major goal that you have mm-hmm. long term?
I mean, I guess coming from a skateboarder, everybody's skateboard, like every skateboarder's dream is to own their own skate park, and finances are involved in that. And I guess like allowing myself time to really understand and like ask questions when I need to. Like, obviously I want to have like a, I wanted like an indoor skate park, like, or my own park in like 2018 when I signed with Adidas, but I understood that good things kind of take time. And I have been just kind of picking everybody's brain for like other professional skateboarders, how they built their park, how much did it cost, did they get sponsors to fund it, what would they change, and noting it, and then allowing myself to, okay, so this is what the goal is going to be. I'm going to need this much money, and maybe I can reach out to some sponsors to put their logo up to help fund for this amount of the skate park and stuff like that. So it's definitely been like a learning process, but I think it's the funnest process because it's not like a rushed thing. It's more of like, I really want to do a good job, so I'm going to take the small steps and take the things that I need to take in order to make it worth it for me.
Well, that sounds awesome. And we certainly hope that you reach that goal. We hope that perhaps it'll land here in New Mexico.
It's leaning towards landing in the hometown for sure. And awesome. I know my family and friends definitely know that.
We love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Mariah, and for sharing your story and your long-term goals. And we definitely wish you nothing but success. We can't wait to watch you this year. And if any of the listeners today are interested in learning any more about financial services or financial well-being topics, we have free resources on our website at useagle.org, and they are free to members or non-members. Anyone in the community is welcome to check them out.
Love that. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Find Your Balance, a podcast produced and hosted by U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, dedicated to helping you make smart money moves. Please visit findyourbalance.org. To access free online financial learning tools, learn more about how to increase your financial well-being, or U.S. Eagle, please visit useagle.org. U.S. Eagle, the place where people mean more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.